This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined by Andy Copeland, president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Foundation. They are the major impetus behind Give NOLA Day, which is today, folks, and he joins us. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. It's great to be here, and happy Give NOLA Day to you and all of the listeners.
Thank you, sir. So tell us, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, kind of the history of Give NOLA Day and the part that you guys play, and now with the Greater New Orleans Foundation and so many other not-for-profits.
Yeah, so about a dozen years ago, right when people were getting used to online shopping, the nonprofit community realized that there was an opportunity to enhance giving opportunities for folks to support nonprofits that have our backs and support our community through an online vehicle. So we started Give NOLA Day 12 years ago. Very first year, we raised $2 million, and it's been going ever since. Last year, we raised over $7 million. In the last dozen years, we've helped nonprofits raise $64.3 million. We're almost to $2.5 million today, and we're going strong until midnight tonight. And so givenola.org is the website. There's 1,010 nonprofits that are participating. And so these are everything from kind of grassroots organizations that are raising money to pay for supplies for a neighborhood event, to major nonprofits that you've heard of and that make a difference in all of our lives every single day, where this is the day that we ask everybody in the community, give $10, give $100, give what you can to support these nonprofits. Everybody can be a philanthropist on Give NOLA Day. And so it's like online shopping. Go to givenola.org, find the nonprofits that you care about, put a donation in there, add them to your cart, go find a couple more, and give as generously as you can before midnight tonight. And last year we had over 50,000 separate donations. So this is not one person who makes a $100,000 gift. This is a lot of folks making $10, $50, $100, $500 gifts that power the nonprofits of our community. And again, they have our backs 365 days of the year, and this is our day to turn around and show our support to them.
And it could be fun, right? I mean, you can go on. Let's say you have $100. You want to give $100, and you want 10 charities at $10 a piece. You go through the list. You figure out where you want to have some input and have some skin in the game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and again, we've got arts and culture. We've got after school programs, youth development, recreation, environment, public safety. You name it. Newell, this is usually the hour that you and Michael Heck talk about economic development. So I looked at, the Algiers Economic Development Foundation, Propeller, JEDCO, the St. Bernard Economic Development Foundation, the Idea Village, the New Orleans Chamber, the Hispanic Chamber, are just some of the economic development organizations that are participating in Give NOLA Day this year.
Yeah, and, and if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, describe why the not-for-profit community is important. I mean, I try to talk about this a lot, that government doesn't have the assets and resources to do all that needs to be done in a community. It's just not there, right? It's yeah. It's an unpleasant truth, a sad reality.
That's right.
So others fill in, right?
That's exactly right. And again, it's all different types of things. Some people are very compelled by the work of the, animal support organizations, whether it's the SPCA or the Humane Society or Zeus's Place or Animal Rescue of New Orleans. All of these groups are raising money on Give NOLA Day. Or it's folks who are, helping provide homeless services. you know, whether that's the mission, whether it's Unity, whether it's Grace at the Green Light, these are all organizations that help our homeless brothers and sisters. Of course, the Second Harvest Food Bank and lots of the different food pantries that help with supporting folks so that they have the food to you know, help feed their bellies and raise healthy kids who are able to be successful in school. Speaking of schools, there are lots of schools involved. There are lots of after-school programs, mentoring programs like Silverback Society and Son of a Saint. You know, these are just a lot of the organizations that participate. And it's where we harness volunteer efforts. You know, nonprofits usually stretch the dollar further than anybody else that we know, because not only are they, you know, spending it as efficiently as they can, but they're usually getting volunteers who are help, you know, adding value. And again, when we're talking about, you know, human beings and helping nurture strong, successful kids, it's not the dollars that matter. It's the heart and the, you know, relationship building that you know, our friends and neighbors are doing. So you've probably seen nonprofits in your lives, and all the folks listening can think about, oh, this is a group that made a difference in the care of my, you know, neighbor or my child or my, you know, church group, whatever it is. We ask people, I'm giving a lot, think about those people who've made a difference or you've seen making a difference. And it's a, you know, attaboy, attagirl, keep it up. Here's $100. Here's $50. Whatever we can, you know, add it to your cart at givenola.org. Give often, give generously. Think about some nonprofits that you haven't supported before who you'd like to get to know better. That each of the organizations participating has got a biography of what they do up on the website that tells a little bit more about their mission. And again, as you noted, you know, the first people to respond after disaster, you know, usually are nonprofit providers. They get their, you know, there's first responders from the government, but kind of the food services and the housing support, that's often in the first days after a disaster, done through the nonprofit community. And those nonprofits have to have the resources so that they can be well positioned to help us in a moment of need. And so I guess everybody, if we think a little bit, we can think of a nonprofit that's making a difference right here in our community that we see every day and probably don't think twice about, but today's the day to think twice about them and to give.
And some of the benefits of giving today, I know one is you go to one website, you develop a cart, you can go down the checklist, you have over 1,000 not-for-profits that you can give to. Y'all make it real easy. It would otherwise,
we
if you wanted to give to 10 or 12 or 15 different organizations, you'd have to go to 10, 12, or 15 different websites, right? Here, right. You go to one website, you can handle all your business in a matter of minutes. So it's a great day to do it on Give NOLA Day.
Yeah. People are, you know, we have opportunities to spend money every day on wonderful businesses in our community, and lots of them have online access points, you know, whether we're ordering dinner, you know, or something else. Give NOLA Day is the day we try to call people's attention and hearts to the caring group, the helping group, the folks who are there every day making a difference. And so we want to make it easy, but we want to make it fun. So every hour, a big, medium, and small nonprofit wins a $1,000 prize. At the end of the day, we divide up what we call the Lanyap Fund, and everybody in South Louisiana knows what that is. It's a little something for extra, a little something extra for nothing. And our sponsors contribute. All the sponsorship money actually goes to support prizes in the Lanyap Fund, and it stretches every gift. So whatever gift you make is going to go a little bit further because of our Lanyap Fund. And that's thanks to folks like Baptist Community Ministries, who is our host sponsor. We are powered by Entergy. We have support from Ochsner Health, Delta Utilities, Verizon, and a number of other sponsors who help, again, keep the energy of Give NOLA Day going, give people an incentive to give a little bit more. There's winners for who gets the most money raised. There's prizes for who had the most individual donations. And so you can look at the nonprofits that you care about and see who's at the top of the leaderboard. So it's like the, you know, Kentucky Derby. Go see who's winning and see if you can help them out a little bit more.
And some of these, I guess it's safe to say, you correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, this day is the most important day for especially some of the smaller not-for-profits. as to whether or not they hit their targets, right? Because this day is the month for them.
Yeah. You know, there's a number of nonprofits who have integrated Give NOLA Day into their fundraising strategy for the year. You know, lots of nonprofits worry about end-of-year giving, right? And that's really important for folks to think about, you know, who they're caring for and who they want to be generous to at the end of the year, especially at the holiday time. But nonprofits work every single day of the year. And so the reason we pick the first Tuesday in May every year to do this is to say, hey, this is a day, it's not yet Mother's Day, that's next weekend, right?
Right.
It's not yet Father's Day, it's not Easter, you know, but it's an opportunity for us to say the nonprofits are important. This is a day that we can all choose to give as one community. Again, $64 million over the last dozen years, $7 million last year. You know, we're on our way to that, but it only happens because people grab their phone, go to givenola.org, find some nonprofits and give generously. Go to their computer. You got until midnight, so don't forget. If you put a couple in now, you can come back later and add more. Give a second donation.
Andy, that's the
difference it makes.
I know that you communicate with your peers across the country. I'm often reminded by how giving our community is, and I was just kind of curious, statistically, does that hold up?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's been lots of national studies done, and I think that, you know, Southerners in the United States are among the most generous, based on all the studies. Louisianians are among the most generous. And folks from the greater New Orleans region punch above our weight in almost everything that we do. And generosity is one of those things as well. So as a portion of income, we give away more of our incomes than almost anywhere else, anywhere in the country. And of course, America invented philanthropy. And so it's this kind of mass giving. This is not something that we imported from Europe or got from, you know, the Middle East or something. This is an American invention of mass charitable giving. It started really in World War I, but it's the kind of thing that we've been the best at in the world. And we raise money from people who've earned it the hard way, and they're giving their precious dollars to these nonprofits because they believe in the work that they're doing, and the work that they do will make our community stronger. And again, we always punch above our weight. People are always amazed me with their generosity, and this year is no exception. We can see the ticker on the givenola.org website. It keeps rolling as everybody makes another gift. And it just keeps rolling until we get to the as much funding as we can get for these nonprofits. We know it's a difficult time. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty in the economy, and that's probably for those of us who are able, we need to give what we can right now, because those nonprofits are also facing those uncertain times as well. We need them to be strong and ready to help.
You know, I remind people that are thinking about moving here, I said, you'll make more friends here in a month than you will probably in 8 months, 9 months, even a year somewhere else. But I said, even more important than that, we put our money where our mouth is. Being a friend is cheap. You don't have to put a lot. It's a time investment, right? It's just kind of a belief system. But we put money up. And that's one thing about this community. We never turn people away. And that's what I love about it. I mean, it's just amazing the amounts of money that are raised for those less fortunate than us. You know, and it's amazing how many folks in the lower socioeconomic groups of our community give every year, and how much they give of what little they have. And that's just a testament to this place and the mindset here.
Right. No, I think you said it. And from all of your experiences in life, so many of those folks. And as you know, one of the reasons we start giving at $10 on Give NOLA Day is because we believe every gift adds up, and we want to make it possible for anybody in our community to be able to give and to be able to be part of this great day of giving. And folks of all walks of life, all income levels, are the ones who power Give NOLA Day. And, you know, those $10 gifts are the most common gift we get on Give NOLA Day. Almost a third of the gifts every year are $10 gifts. But that's what, you know, makes a difference. And again, if we can add a zero to that or a couple zeros, even better. But we just ask people to think about who's making a difference and to think about what they can do and to give as generously as they're able. collectively, when we all do that, we all succeed for our community in building a better place. And again, there's no place like South Louisiana and greater New Orleans region to be able to see the best in human beings. And we've got the best, and today is the day we show it.
Absolutely. www.givenola.org. And one of the benefits, you get a little extra oomph on every dollar that you donate. So do it today before midnight this evening. Andy Copeland, thank you so much for joining us, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Foundation. Truly appreciate your time, your insight, and thank you for your participation in Give NOLA Day.
Thank you, Newell. Appreciate it.